7. How do you get all the way up to 7? 7 is how I wasn't quite old, that old, when we arrived on the SS Washington from where I was born in the Tsar to good old New York, right? And a few trips later, that SS Washington was a troop ship, and it was sunk by a torpedo, which is kind of fascinating because 3 weeks ago I was at ZKM in Karlsruhe, which 25 years ago was made into such a biggest art media center in the world. And I learned that it was originally a Nazi torpedo factory. And I immediately understood that the SS Washington had been sunk by a torpedo, which I was now lecturing about my work from 1963 up to the present in this very building, right? And it seemed quite appropriate for some reason to have turned war into peace one more time, conceptually at least. And I was invited there through a vast conspiracy of synchronicity, which had to do with Marshall McLuhan, with Jerry O'Grady and SUNY Buffalo, and knowing some German, and Terry McLuhan's film about the Afghanistani peace activist Bashar Khan. And I'm just about out of that subject, but is this really a question of subjects, or is it a question of objectives and goals, and where are we, and who are you, and what's happening? So I was always living across the street from what's called the Land in Rockland County in New York State.
That old, when we arrived on the SS.
John Cage was across the street
where I was born.
And I used to give him rides into the city.
Good old New York, right?
He didn't drive. It was one of the things he did.
A few trips later, that
along with the incredible range of things that he did do, and it was
like play poker.
He was a demon poker player, which is unfortunately wasn't something that I shared in his experience. But we were one day driving down to the city, and he said, "Garrett, where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to hear Lamont's concert."
And he said, "Oh, don't do that."
That it was originally.
What do you mean, don't do that?
He said, "You'll ruin your hearing."
Torpedo factory.
I said, "Wait a minute. I've spent many nights in Lamont Young's studio listening to the drone music and seeing Marion's images. And as far as I'm concerned, it's not damaging my hearing. In fact, it's expanding." I said, "Where are you going, John?"
He said, "Never mind."
In this very building. Right? And it seemed
it was through John
quite
who
appropriate
had lent the manuscript
have turned
which Marshall McLuhan had written
one more time,
for the National Association of Educational Broadcasters,
and
lent it to MC, and MC lent it to me that I first
red and blue. I looked at Amazon the other day, and that report is now worth $3,000. It's probably been worth millions to me, because a lot of my work has emanated from reading that original manuscript.
German,
probably the most pregnant about the Afghanistan description there was
activist Bashar Khan.
One needs to pay attention more to effect than content
out of that subject. But is this really a question of subject or is it a question of objectives and goals and where are we and who are you and what's happening?
Dreaming. So I got the message
living across
about
the
what happens from what's in the world of art when you dream.
New York State.
For me, I was about to fly to San Francisco for a meeting of the Reality Club. The only rides. Meeting we ever had outside of New York.
He didn't drive.
And
it was one of the things
I woke up in the middle of the night and I started writing a poem about, like, not writing down poems.
And
I, unfortunately, was a thing that I had shared
as experience.
On the way to the airport,
one day driving
light, and afterwards, doing some research, I wrote this rather long poem about the idea, specifically, of not writing poems down. My occupation, my profession, is writing poems down practically every day,
many nights.
And what a relief to think that you could possibly spend time, especially when you're waiting,
as far as I'm concerned,
in a doctor's office or for a train. Hey, you think of poetry and you don't write it down. So the whole poem is about that. Unfortunately, I don't have it with me, but we wouldn't have time to read it anyway because it's
through John.
So before Rollo May, after Rollo May, I read Home Thing for the National Association of Educational Broadcasters.
Audience,
among other people, was Heisman Forsey, whom you may or may not know, but read a very early initiator of cybernetics. And he got up and he said, this poem is exactly what young scientists need to know about. Original manuscript. Stop making notes and writing it down. Think and keep your thought somewhere there. After I wrote this poem, I
more to effect
asked a lot of poets, how many lines can you remember? The average was three.
Objectives.
Some people thought they could remember five or six. Some people could only remember none at all, or one. So that's an interesting idea.
Dreaming.
When I did a multimedia piece at the San Francisco Museum of in the world of art when you
dream.
For me, art in its old location, not where it is now,
I was about to fly
in 1963,
the reality
it was called Who Are You and What's Happening? And it was
meeting we ever had outside of New York.
Quite chaotic.
And it was so chaotic that
in the middle of the night,
Alfred
Dragonstein, writing the
extended critics of the about,
like, wrote a review called Landmark of a Flop. So I felt like Rose.
It's true. That's the way to the airport.
Anyway,
on the flight.
And a few days later, I got a call from Vancouver. I wrote this rather long man who said,
I understand. I was at your piece. I happened to be in San Francisco. And I heard a lot of ideas which I thought were Marshall McLuhan's.
It was a relief.
Yes, that's true, because I had recently read the report, which,
especially when you're waiting to be asked to the doctor's office or for a train.
Yes, I used some of the ideas in poetry in the projection and the soundtrack. And he said, well, Marshall is coming to Vancouver in a couple of weeks. How would you like to drive up and bring some of your show and put out another version?
After Rollo May, that's I read something
where we first met.
When he, among other people, was high school,
had seen the show, and he and I were up, may or may not know, but that's Q&A, which was early as an initiator of cybernetics. He said, this poem is exactly
I kind
what
of realized what these people were trying to say as artists and how it relates to my work. But I want you to understand that I'm basically a Victorian.
So, for instance,
and I like the kind of toasters which you open up, and the toast is lying there, and then turns around and you close it. I don't like pop-up toasters. So technology average was...
It's for them, for the artists, little thought, really for me, but I think about it a lot.
Some people
remember
that's not at all what we talk about ever since. So that's an interesting
Marshall was around that, and he thought about it a lot.
Dreaming.
When
I'm
kind of a yo-yo
from coast to coast.
As I've gotten much older, I seem to stick more to the East Coast, although I still visit the West Coast, but I used to go back and forth a lot.
It was called Who Are You and What's Happening?
Right.
And it was outside of New York.
Quite chaotic. Sometime
it was so chaotic.
Woke up in the middle of the night.
Alfred
Drakenstein. Like the very late 50s, I came back to the East Coast.
And
it turned out that where I was going was right across the street from the land where John Cage lived. And
a few days later,
a very good friend of his was an artist named Shari Dees.
I was at your
and Shari was an artist. She had been married to a famous mathematician, but he was lost. Dad, and she had an extraordinary house on the land, full of, she did rubbings of manhole covers and in cemeteries. She put together collages of three-dimensional and multi-dimensional objects. And she embraced a kind of a cuisine, which was ultimately heterodox and colorful, and John approved of it greatly.
And
he lived right up the hill.
Shari
started the Ear Inn
in New York City,
which, as you'll realize, has something to do with listening.
These people and
there was silence. I mean, John's book, Silence, I think, is one of the most influential tracks and anecdotal histories that a young artist to deal with. The mushroom story alone is fantastic. He goes there and he wants to see the psychologist, and they ask him what he'd like to see. He wants to see mushrooms. They take him up to Mount Fuji, and every mushroom he's ever heard is there. And he can't believe it. And the next day he's having lunch with a friend of his, a filmmaker, and he tells him the story, and the guy says,
They don't have any mushrooms there. They brought those mushrooms from all over Japan just for you.
Dreaming.
Not in 76, but 74 or 5. And that's
rubbing
documented in a lot of literature, but it's not true because the Court of Equity took it together. What he was doing earlier, of course, was the beautiful
light projector,
with the film projector,
TV sets,
and closer
video, which was very,
which I still think are some of his great work.
16 participants.
Anyway, so Neptune, we became very friendly.
We wound up with a
actually. At one point,
Michael Callahan,
during the second expanded cinema festival, showed us Mikas had to go back home.
I could have been charged whether it's related to
the radio or Lapsia, but we were one.
And
so he appointed me to take charge of the proceedings. And no sooner had Charlotte come out with the two little.
It's monumental.
Television sets on her tits. And
how
June and she were on stage
to
four policemen burst this oratory, but arrested the three of us.
Not necessarily any wiser.
That was
an
occasion. We got bailed out
to be
after who we didn't have to spend the night in jail. I have spent the night in jail, but that's
not the
whole. And June is a legend for so many reasons.
They don't have any mushrooms there. They brought those mushrooms from all over Japan just for you. Dreaming.
Since the 1960s, when I wrote it,
you realize that
a mantra poem, which I wrote at that time, has occupied, and I see
centrality
waiting in front of it, and spiritual identity. And it goes,
I know why
take
you're here.
The
well,
no
you're
out of now,
to open up,
so then
buy a
take
pack, which is
the
why
how out of now, then take the then out of now. And the
short version of that
is no
out
now.
Donated,
now you're hearing this, you're not seeing it, but if you see the word now, you see that it is composed of no out of now. And
the other
is a very simple aphorism. However, I have to explain it to people all the time, and what I say to them is,
74 or 5.
Take the no out of now and take the negative out of the present.
What he was
take the now out of now and take the pain with the out of the present.
TV sets
and take the then out of now. This is such a peculiar language we have in English. I love it.
Anyway, so
then we became English. I think it's the only language that actually is not. Just one thing, it's both past and future, because you can say, you know, it was, and it will be. Then,
so
because take both of those out, and what have you got left?
Now,
how long is now? Forget about it. Everybody's got a theory, you know. The people who think now is a microsecond are just as right as the people who think it's an eternity. Is that true? Or am I faking it? You know, sometimes. But I tell you, when I'm in the hospital, and I've been there a few times, when I say take the now out of that, take the now out of that, take the now, I repeat it endlessly. I'm in good shape because I can't think of anything else.
I have spent
oh, boy. So try it. It's free. Anybody
is a legend.
Do it for so many reasons.
They don't have any mushrooms there. They brought those mushrooms from all over Japan just for you.
since
the 19...
So, when I wrote it, Marshall McLuhan,
a mantra,
we kind of tend to categorize people as the
centrality,
the roles they play, and
spiritual identity.
Of all the years that I knew Marshall, I thought of him as a prophet, equal to the biblical prophet, because a prophet of his generation, who may have been replaced in the digital world. I'm not sure, because I haven't really recognized the prophet.
You're hearing this.
There are a few people who are trying to get there, right?
See that it is composed.
We met Marshall at an airport one time. I think it was Chicago. We were going one way, Michael and I, Michael Callahan, he was going in another direction, and we had agreed that we had a little time that we could exchange some papers that we were working on. And I had the temerity to say to him, Marshall, this is much too short. Whereupon Marshall took his arms out, and went like this, crossing his arms, saying, you never know what you get in the crossing.
Actually, is not.
I mean, who could ask for anything more, you know? Here was a man who was a Catholic convert and who was quite spiritually cognizant of Catholicism. And to be a Jew, crossing means something quite different. On the other hand, I taught a course at the University of California, Santa Cruz, which was
true.
I was hoping it would be called turning tools into toys.
I tell you, when I'm in the hospital, I've been
the crossing of two roads in terms of civilization.
I repeated that
is actually what it was all about for civilization. That's where civilization grew, on those four corners.
It's free. Anybody is a legend to it for so many reasons.
They don't have any mushrooms there. They brought those mushrooms from all over Japan just for you.
Since
the 19...
When
I wrote it,
I sort of started out as a teenager moving down to Greenwich Village from Washington Heights. Washington Heights is uptown New York, and it was full of German-Jewish refugees, including ourselves. And it was known as Frankfurt on the Hudson.
A prophet of his generation.
The Kissingers lived right there, in fact. My
digital world. I'm not sure.
Because step grandmother was in the catering business with Clara Kissinger. Mother, and I used to help them make hors d'oeuvres for famous conductors and violinists, which was their customer base.
We were going Michael and I.
Henry wasn't really well liked. He had much less of an accent than he does now.
We had a little time that we papers that we were working on. And I had the taboo.
It was also where the sex.
This is much too short.
woman, Dr. Ruth Westheimer, hung his arms out. There was a movie actually made called Crossing on the Hudson. And ever leaving from there, I had a scholarship for Black Mountain.
Who could ask college, anything more, you know?
Which is where I met M.C. Richards and a lot of other people in Williams. And that was the start of a big network, but I didn't stay because to me and her husband, who was the dean, left,
and quite different.
It was taken over by
Hans
Albers,
University of California,
who happened to remind me of my father and who threw me out of my beautiful window studio because I was a poet, but all I needed was a pencil and put me in a closet
of two rows.
So that kind of prejudiced me about autocratic Germans, which was just like my father, by the way, Otto.
Anybody is a legend to it for so many reasons. They don't have any mushrooms there. They brought those mushrooms from all over Japan just for you.